Well, Mitt Romney's in Poland tonight, the final stop on a three-country trip that's made headlines, some favorable, others not so much. His remarks on the Olympics angered some British. He walked them back. His remarks in Israel and why the Palestinians haven't done as well economically as Israelis angered Palestinians. Culture, he said, makes all the difference. He praised the Israeli health care system, his critics point out, in comparison with Americans, but didn't mention that the Israeli system is largely government-run, something he's obviously opposed to here at home. He clarified earlier remarks also about Russia, Will Pulitzer.
The last time you and I spoke in an interview, you told me that Russia was America's number one geostrategic foe. Do you still believe that?
Well, there's no question but that in terms of geopolitics, I'm talking about votes at the United Nations and actions of a geopolitical nature. Russia is the number one adversary in that regard. That doesn't make them an enemy. It doesn't make them a combatant. They don't represent the number one national security threat. The number one national security threat, of course, to our nation is a nuclear Iran.
Mr. Romney has drawn praise from conservatives for his line on Iran, as well as his vocal support for Israel. As for the trip so far, two questions. First, how will it affect his chance in November, if at all? And second, what does it say, if anything, about how he'd run foreign policy if elected? Let's talk about the raw politics with Republican strategist Ari Fleischer, an unpaid occasional advisor of the Romney campaign and board member of the Republican Jewish Coalition. Also with us, Cornell Belcher, a pollster for the Obama 2012 campaign. Ari, do you think that Governor Romney did what he needed to do overseas? Do you think it's going to help him long term?
In Israel, he certainly did. You know, I do have to say, even though I think it's being ridiculously exaggerated and it's been going on now for 5 days, he did commit a mistake in England, and it cost him the opportunity to bask in the glow of the Olympics. But if he was running for prime minister, it might hurt him. He's running for president. In Israel, I think he knocked it out of the ballpark. I think if the issue there is the impact this trip will have on the Jewish community in the United States, calling Jerusalem the capital is what those American Jews who vote on the basis of foreign policy and defense will remember from this trip. And also today, of course, Lech Walesa giving him a virtual endorsement. You know, that's, I think, the power of the trip for him.
Cornell, one of your campaign surrogates, former Ambassador Tim Romer, questioned Romney's ability to be commander-in-chief, saying, quote, if he can't engage our allies on a simple topic like the International Olympics, how is he going to be tough enough to stand up to our gravest enemies like Iran? Romney, though, was pretty tough on Iran in a speech in Israel. In fact, he articulated policy. It sounded pretty similar to President Obama's. Is that really then a fair criticism?
Well, here's the problem. I mean, and CNN has been covering it for 2 days now. It is gaffe after gaffe. I mean, you leave Israel to, you know, with after insulting the Palestinians. And here's the problem. If you're in fact President Romney, the problem is you've now offended the Palestinians and they don't see you as a fair arbitrary. So in fact, President Romney would set the peace process back in the Middle East. But to step back from sort of the politics back and forth of it, from a campaign standpoint, I know we want to say that, you know, this one incident or that one incident, this gaffe or that gaffe isn't problematic, but at this point it's become cumulative. I mean, there is an aggregate problem here after gaffe, and at some point from just a purely campaign standpoint, I have to pile on with what some Republicans were saying a couple of weeks back. You know, like some of the campaign itself is problematic because some of these statements that are coming out right now should have never been greenlighted. Like the whole line the cultural line and the Palestinian stuff, someone along the process should say there's a way to talk about Israeli exceptionalism without offending its neighbors around them. So that becomes problematic. And no, you're not going to sort of win the presidency on foreign policy, but you can be hurt and undermined by it. And this trip has not helped him.